You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The first ever Chippewa Valley Bee Expo will be held in Chippewa Falls over the weekend. The inaugural event will take place on Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. In addition to dozens of vendors offering giveaways, seminars, and games, the expo will see presentations throughout the day covering topics like beekeeping, cooking with honey, and developing naturally derived products. Tickets can be purchased at the gate for $15, and kids under the age of 10 can attend for free. A St. Croix County Assistant District Attorney is facing charges after being accused of threatening three judges during a phone call. According to court documents, Assistant District Attorney Bella Ballo was charged with three counts of battery or threats to a judge this week. He allegedly told a coworker the judges were out to get him and that they, quote, need to bleed. Ballo is also facing separate charges for disorderly conduct and possession of THC from an alleged incident involving his wife. He is scheduled to appear in court on Wednesday. The Chippewa County Highway Department has announced seasonal weight limitations will end on Monday. According to a press release, the decision to end the weight limits each year is determined by monitoring frost tubes in the roadways. The temporary weight restrictions protect roadways at times when frost begins to melt away in the area, causing a saturated and heavier layer of soil to form below the pavement. This year's limits spanned from March 3rd to April 14th. Last year saw the only March end to the weight limits in the last 10 years. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler has announced he will not be running for the position again. In a statement on Thursday, Wickler said it's the right time to pass the torch following Judge Susan Crawford's victory in the state Supreme Court election. He was originally elected to the position in 2019, and his current term will end in June. Wickler ran to chair the National Democratic Party last fall, but lost to Ken Martin. Former executive director of the state's Democratic Party, Devin Remicker, announced he will run for the position after Wickler's announcement. State lawmakers are proposing bipartisan legislation aimed at addressing the housing shortage, specifically in rural areas of Wisconsin. The bill is meant to incentivize developers to build housing projects in rural areas through tax credits and raising the lending limits for low-interest loan programs established last year. The tax credit bill would direct the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority to give 35% of its annual credits to housing developments in rural areas and loosen financing restrictions on those projects. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call and the Anti-Robocall Multi-State Litigation Task Force have notified 9 service providers that they may be violating federal and state laws by allowing alleged robocalls on their networks. According to a press release, the warning letters included details uncovered through the task force's investigations and an analysis of the alleged illegal or suspicious robocalls. Examples of the traced robocalls include alleged credit card scams, political impersonations, Social Security imposters, and vehicle warranty scams. The St. Croix Valley Foundation has announced $167,000 in grant funding for 13 organizations across western Wisconsin and eastern Minnesota. According to a press release, the grant funding is meant to help those organizations support early childhood programming through the first 3 years of life, a critical time for physical, mental, and social development. Family Resources Center, St. Croix Valley, and Reach Out and Read Wisconsin will receive the largest portion of the available grant funding at $30,000 each. A Cadott home was completely destroyed and other structures damaged after a major fire on Wednesday night. According to fire officials, the blaze broke out on Hillside Drive in Cadott. 3 people in the home managed to escape, with 1 being pulled from the fire by first responders and treated for smoke inhalation at a nearby hospital. The home was deemed a total loss. A couple of vehicles in the garage and driveway of the home also suffered some damage, as well as a neighboring home and garage. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Wisconsin Superintendent of Public Instruction Dr. Jill Underley says the state's schools will not comply with a directive from the Trump administration to eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at this time. The April 3rd directive required schools to sign a letter acknowledging that they're following the administration's policies or risk losing Title I funding. On Wednesday, Dr. Underley asked the Department of Education for clarity on the intent and legality of the directive, saying it appears to be an intimidation tactic against school districts. State Republicans have introduced an updated version of their right of first refusal law after failing to pass the original bill. The original legislation would have given companies already operating in Wisconsin the chance to exclusively bid on transmission line projects before outside companies. If passed into law, the updated Wisconsin Energy Reform Act would include bidding controls and restrictions for transmission line projects. Critics of the legislation say it's anti-competitive, while supporters argue it could attract significant financial investment. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers head to Arizona. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers in Phoenix to open a three-game weekend series against the Diamondbacks tonight. The crew losing to the Rockies yesterday, 7-2. Colorado coming up with a five-run rally in the eighth. But right-hander Quinn Priester, picked up in that trade with the Boston Red Sox this week, had a good outing in his debut with the Brewers, allowing just one run in five innings.
I thought I settled in later in the game nicely. You know, with all the hecticness this week, getting through those first three, even though it was a little sloppy. That was a good job of just limiting the damage.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Pelicans 136-111. Now they have two regular season games left. Tonight in Detroit, then Sunday they host the Pistons before heading into the postseason. Then what? Doc Rivers.
Going into playoffs healthy. We have an entire week after these two games to get ready for whoever our opponent is, or at least 5 days, let's say. That'll get us rest. That'll get us ready.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. So what do you do after you show the world how you do foreplay and it goes viral? Then you're accused of bilking investors from a bad Bitcoin deal? For Haley Welch, also known as the Hawktua Girl, you do a cameo on Glenn Powell's new show on Hulu called Chad Powers. The jury is still out on whether or not she can act, but she did cooperate with authorities who investigated her Bitcoin dealio. She was cleared of any wrongdoing. There is also a documentary on the way about her quick rise to fame called Doctua. Get ready for round two of Haley's 15 Minutes. The Hunger Games prequel has some cast news. The Hunger Games Sunrise on the Reaping is in pre-production and set 24 years before the original Hunger Games. TheWrap.com reports that Elle Fanning has been offered the role of young Effie Trinket, the character played by Elizabeth Banks in the first four films. She has not officially accepted the role yet. The Hunger Games Sunrise on the Reaping will hit theaters November 20th of 2026. Here's one of Pete's picks. I just finished the show Adolescence. I thought it was absolutely outstanding. The show follows a 13-year-old boy who was accused of murdering a female classmate and how the incident affects his family and community. Stephen Graham is one of the show's creators and plays the boy's father. Without saying too much, the four-episode miniseries is excellent start to finish, and I highly recommend it. Speaking of Adolescence, which is one of Netflix's most popular shows, there is already talk of a season two. In addition to Graham's writing and producing the show, executive producer Brad Pitt's production company Plan B says they are interested in another season. Plan B producer Dee Dee Gardner says they are looking to widen the aperture, stay true to its DNA, and not be repetitive. I'm going to go get my Hollywood English dictionary and look that up, but I think that sounds positive. Sure, Harvey Weinstein was the face of the Me Too movement and a total creep, but don't forget about Bugsy screenwriter James Toback, who apparently was equally as horrible. Toback, who was one of the first names mentioned in the Me Too movement, was just ordered to pay $1.7 billion to 40 victims who testified at his 7-day trial in New York. Maybe he and Harvey can be soulmates. Whoops, I mean cellmates. When she's not running into a fellow skier on the slopes and being taken to court or creating products called Goop, Gwyneth Paltrow is the host of her own podcast, also called Goop. The Shakespeare in Love star was joined on the podcast by her husband since 2018, TV producer Brad Fulcher. Paltrow made a point of saying he will join her on her podcast to talk about step parenting. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We may see a little fog right away this morning, then we're headed into a pretty nice weekend. Partly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop down into the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer with a high in the low to mid 60s on Sunday. A few showers with a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.fm or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.